This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, truly, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. What the heck is this stupid thing doing? You know, equipment sometimes just needs to be thrown away. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there, right? Just get involved, get engaged, do something. It's one of my favorites. Corey Duncan will join us after the first break. Always fun to have him on. And I do appreciate the time that he spends with me. I don't know if my eardrums do afterward, but I always have fun with it. You know, I always told you that years ago, my dad used to say, we were eventually going to have to legislate common sense. And that time, ladies and gentlemen, has come. I just don't believe this. You guys, you've heard all this stuff about what is that thing called? The Tide Pods. Sounds like something out of one of those, what do you call it? One of those space shows, right? Quick, get in a Tide Pod. I mean, come on. You smell, get in there. You know? So, anyway, the, lawmakers are now pushing. They're now beating their brains out to pass a law to make. See this? We've lost it. We're done. I'm surprised we didn't elect Pee Wee Herman, you know, in the last election as a write-in candidate. That's how bad I think it's gotten. Right? But so they're trying to pass a law to make Tide Pods less appetizing, to force Procter & Gamble or whoever makes Tide, I don't know and I don't care, to make it, how is this appetizing? You mean to make it less appetizing looking? What are you going to do? You're going to make it look like a little turd ball? Because I got to tell you something. Think about this, right? I go into the supermarket, I go into Target in those places, they have backpacks with dog turd emojis on them. So apparently that's a cool and good thing. So what are you going to do? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I mean, how do you fix that? I don't know how long this is. Hopefully it's clean. Yeah, here we go. This is perfect. Come on. I know you can do it.
Bright colored detergent pods look like candy. They look like toys.
They might as well say, bite me on them, because that is what they offer.
Doesn't have the same meaning. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need them to look like gummy bears in order for consumers to use them.
Well, this is in response to not...
So, when I was a kid, my grandma used to have the little soap dishes. And they had all kinds of little colored soaps in them, right? Pretty colors, right? And I don't ever remember grabbing one, taking a bite out of it. It just... Maybe I lost my mind now, right? And then I remember, you guys ever go to those houses where they had the, give it away my age, wax fruits? Remember those, right? Did you ever grab one of those apples and just bite into it? I mean, seriously. I mean, maybe when you were three. At one point in time, how about, instead of legislating anything, how about you parents really, you know, just training your children? Now, here's the other thing. Most of what's going on here, this teenagers, idiotic teenagers, biting into a Tide Pod. Are we serious? No, really, are we serious? you can't legislate stupidity. You just can't do it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. I saw this and said to myself, I don't want to do this story, but I'm going to do it. Got to do it. Because, again, with everything going on in the world, this is the only thing we need to be discussing. And you know what they'll say? If it saves one life, we need to do it. Which, okay, I got that. So if by deporting illegal aliens that have been here, you've already been deported once or twice, how about if it saves one life, we need to do it? What do you think? That work? Now, while I got your attention, you parents I know are now pretty teed off at me because of what I just said. Here's another one. You let your kids watch Kim Kardashian, right? Because she's such an upstanding, upright person that you want your kids to be modeled after. You know, start them off with a sex tape at 14. Anyway, Kim Kardashian sparks outrage with a topless photo taken by her 4-year-old daughter. So, can you see that? I don't even know what her daughter's name is. Hey, come in here. Mommy's going to take her shirt off, and I want you to take pictures of her boobies, and we're going to put them all over the internet. Doesn't that sound like fun? And then afterward, we'll go make cupcakes. I mean, seriously. These people are whacked, and you listen to them, and you watch them, and you go, oh, God, isn't she pretty? So she broke the internet again, but this time it's for a much more controversial reason. The reality television queen posted an image of herself. You know what? I'm going to wait. Because I'm sure Corey will love this one. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure again. Like I said, look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do up on the website that I think you'll have a lot of fun with. Seriously. You know, read the articles. Tell us what you think. I'm always curious as to what you think, you know, as to, you know, who our writers are, what we've got going on, you know, who we're going to have as guests, stories we're going to be covering. There's a whole bunch of good, I think there's a whole bunch of good stuff up there. Hopefully you do too. But let me bring him on, because I know that you guys have been waiting for him, like chomping at the bit. Corey Duncan joins me, our teed off black conservative man from Texas. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Tim Peter. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know what? And I bet you, but before we get into the meat of the day, There's a story that's making me... I saw this, and I went, come on. Now, you know there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, like a billion, million people following Kim Kardashian. Right? All for the wrong reasons, but following her nonetheless. So, apparently, she broke the internet again because she allowed her four-year-old daughter to take a picture of her topless. And I said, how does it go? Is it, hey, I don't even know her daughter's name, whatever her daughter's name is, right? Like, come over here. Mommy's going to take her top off. I want you to take pictures of her boobies, and then we're going to put that all over the internet. We'll see how many people will like them. I mean, people are buying stuff, products from this woman. Seriously? Help me.
Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come on and appear. And also, I'd like to thank everyone for their support. Thank you and continued support. Joe, me, other podcasters and broadcasters, conservative podcasters and broadcasters. I'm not going to blow a fuse about this one. This is a real easy one. You know, the Tinseltown liberal squad, you know, who did... Well, let me rephrase what I was going to say.
Yes.
The family show. Who in the world cares about Kim or any of the Kardashians? Well, who cares? I mean, you know, people have gotten to the... We're more worried about the Super Bowl, this and that, Empire, watching goofy people and their goofy lives or whatever. Nobody cares. Who cares?
Well, what I care about is this. There's so many people that, you know, they just love Kim and look at what she's done with her life and look at now she got a clothing line and a jewelry and a perfume, and I'm going, wait a minute. These are the people that scream about not being objectified, that, you know, we shouldn't look at women as sexual things. Well, when you take pictures of your breasts and you're flashing them around the internet, I'm sorry, what are you doing?
I agree, but I mean, you know, when you have that prostitute mentality, that's exactly what you have. I mean, people, you know, there's a lot of people that do that on, you know, the one thing is the constant is that with the evolution of social media and the internet, that people, and it's not all young people, it's a lot of people my age, your age, everyone, pretty much anyone over 30, you'd be surprised how silly people do things and how silly it is that they do things. I've seen in the last couple of months, friends of mine catch their spouse taking naked pictures, but they forgot to take their, you know, custom wedding ring off. So it's kind of easy to figure out who you are. You know, grown people, what you should be doing, you know, they're passing bills in the middle of the night. And they're doing all kind of things like this. And then when something happens, then you realize and wonder, well, when did that happen? Well, that happened while you were taking pictures of yourself nude and sending them to somebody or having them flashed up on Facebook. You know, it's something mentally wrong with a lot of people. And a lot of times you see people do things like that, or they had 8 or 9 different accounts on one page. They are prophet. On the other page, they are, you know, they're Hugh Hefner. And it's just crazy. It's just, you know, it's not for that use. And it's just crazy. And a lot of them do it for one thing. Attention.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
So,
a friend of mine once said a long time ago, it's all kinds of attention. It's stupid attention. it's attention. And he's like, well, which one do you want, stupid attention or the regular attention?
Well, you know, the stupid attention, you can just say, hey, well, I was just being stupid. Yeah, a little late for that. But anyway, you must be having a field day this week with all the intelligence that's coming out as far as the text messages that have been linked or leaked or found. And George W. Bush from across the pond talking about the Russian intervention in our elections. I mean, God, it's been crazy, has it not?
Well, you know, as I said on my show earlier today, and my show that I have every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Straight Talk with the Mad Black Conservative Corey Duncan. And, you know, I'm not surprised by none of this. I don't know why anybody would be surprised, especially, I mean, if you work in the government and you work in that, I mean, I've worked in them, that type of department, and I won't go any further, but I've worked in that, and I still continue to work with people in that department. And I can tell you that I'm not surprised. I'm not. All of these federal agencies are corrupt, pretty much. And like I said before, you know, at the end of the day, they find out what's your angle. Is it sex, money, power, or pedophilia? It's either one of the four with them, because they're most of them are undercover freaks, they're not living a conservative life. Let me put it that way. It's just crazy, and I'm not surprised by none of the leaks. I'm not surprised by none of this, because all of them need to go to jail, and all of them need. I mean, but this president is there, and he needs to put Mr. Gowdy in charge of the Department of Justice, and we need to take one gigantic broom and just start sweeping all of this out, because that's what we need. We need someone with a set of you know what to go in there and not be afraid to do the job.
They've been asking, the committee's been asking for some of this information for months, and in one or two cases over a year. And you would think with all that time, the feds, the FBI would have wiped out the information, hidden it, done something with it, unless they really felt they weren't going to get caught because of Hillary. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey stays with us. I got him duct taped to his chair. We'll be right back.
Oh, God.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Pleasure. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, before, because I'm not going to let him say anything because yet, but before I bring Corey Duncan back on, you got to hear this. This will rev him up. I mean, this Nancy Pelosi talks about the heartfelt, beautiful wish that her grandson has.
Striking. Listen as she describes how her grandson badly wishes he were of a different race. Watch.
I'm reminded of my own grandson. He had a very close friend. His name is Antonio. He's from Guatemala. And he has beautiful tan skin, beautiful brown eyes, and
isn't that a racist comment? Isn't in and of itself? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
And the rest. And this was such a proud day for me because when my grandson blew out the candles on his cake, they said, "Did you make a wish?" And he said, "Yes, I made a wish." He said, "Well, what is your wish?" He said, "I wish I had brown skin and brown eyes like Antonio."
Oh, God.
So beautiful. So beautiful. Okay. The beauty is in the mix.
The striking. Listen as she
just shoot me. All right, let's bring him in now because I know he's rolling around laughing, going, "Oh my God, they actually give this person a microphone." Corey Duncan joins me, our teed off conservative black man from Texas. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And have you stopped laughing yet or what?
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you for allowing me to come on and I'll get my most unpredictable editorial.
No kidding.
About some of the comments. Let me give this real quick. White men can't jump. And if you want to, I was going to say something else, but I don't want to seem racist to my own race. You know, as I always say, white people are being made to be ashamed of being white. And that's the biggest. But see, she's not doing it because she's ashamed of being white, even though she's, excuse my expression, white and ugly. Both. she looks like a female George Soros. It's just that she's a lot skinnier. But anyway, getting back to what I wanted to say, she is doing that for folks. She's not doing that because that's that she's made to feel like she don't, I mean, that she feels that she needs to feel like, I don't want to be white. I would rather be of a dark skin. That's just crazy.
If I was you, I would be beside myself, just so offended. Why didn't a little boy want to look like Denzel Washington or Michael? Well, Michael got a little whiter with age, but you know what I'm saying? Right. The black community is... I'm going to get emails for that one.
I can't be living by ignorant and idiotic and stupid people like this. I mean, you know, what liberal has time to sit around? We got enough stupid liberals in places like California, Detroit, Maryland. The list goes on and on. Where do they get these people from? They're total idiots. And it's beyond me how are they even representatives of anyone? They're idiots.
Well, there is a class that follows them. There's a certain group of people that follow them. They're not going to give them up anytime soon, and you know that.
No. You're talking about the free people, the people who want everything for free. They want everyone's wealth, everyone else's wealth for free. Right, exactly. But let's move on.
Okay. No, I love stuff like this. When people, you know, if you throw stuff like this at me, I'm good with it. I get the biggest kick out of it. I can't believe they actually come out and say these things. But I guess when you're that far left, you can get away with it. Now, today you posted something, or a little while you did, up on your Facebook page. It's a copyright disclaimer from the U.S. Secret Service. And let me read it to people so they know what you're talking about when you get into this. They say... Under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, copyright disclaimer under Section 107, allowances made for the fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing nonprofit educational personal use tips, the balance in favor of fair use. Okay, so... What are they saying here? We can't make fun of them anymore?
Well, it appears I'm going to get, and I hope everyone can check me out tomorrow. I'm going to try to give a post of a video tomorrow, or I'm going to put up on my Facebook, Corey Black Conservative Duncan, with the response I get, because I'm going
to
take it.
Martha,
gonna
good
go,
to see you. These
text
messages.
Exactly what it means.
Right.
I'm going to find out exactly what it means, because if we have any attorneys that's in the group, in the chat room, or anyone, let's find out what it means. Because it sounds like to me they're saying that, okay, are you talking about conservatives, or are you talking about the liberal, the Black Lives Matter people that threaten President Trump every day? Oh, okay. So which ones are you talking about? Because you know what? We got something in this country, and I'm going to go off for a minute. Yeah. We got something in this country called the Constitution. And it says that you have the right and you have the freedom of speech to take and criticize or even say anything. You know what? That's why Barack Obama wanted to bring the fairness doctrine back, because they want to turn everybody into you say this is a capitalistic society, but you try to make everything it's a soft, so you know, it's just a soft socialism, it seems like, or a soft communism, because if you are rather, you know, it's funny how one person gets in the office and whatever you say something about him because of his skin is not fair. But you can say something about a person that doesn't have the same skin color as this man, but yet they can sit up on late night full of the comedy shows, the late night shows, and they can sit up or Whoopi Goldberg can sit up every day and trash President Trump every day. You got something bad. But when Barack Obama's in office, oh, dear heavenly Lord, don't let us say nothing about Gandhi or the great God himself. Are you serious? You know, I say this every time, and I need everyone to listen to this that's a conservative or even that's a Republican. And I'm not going to talk about the GOP, because the GOP is bought and paid for. One day they get up and I want to talk to the grassroots conservative. You don't want to talk to anyone. A grassroots conservative is the Tea Party who got a lot of these people we talk about other people that podcasters and broadcasters, you need to get off your behinds and stop sitting up saying, well, I can't go here. Hey, it doesn't take much. But guess what? See people like Nancy Pelosi and see people like Eliza Cummings, crazy Maxine Waters, them type of people is the reason why that when you make those kind of comments, that's what happens. And that's why I say you cannot, you know, our federal government now has been on this wiretapping and everything else ever since Barack Obama got in office. So they're after every conservative. Joe, you do a show, they might cut your feed. Anna Mega does one every morning and every afternoon, they cut her feed. I do it. People can't even respond because it's marked as spam. Like, we're telling people that it's spam because you say, hey, Corey, you're doing a good job. Are you serious? We know who's behind this. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, you have people like Diamond and Silk who's on Fox and Friends every morning, every day, and has forgotten. I'm going to say it because I'm black and I can, hey, Joe can't say it, but I'll say it for you, Joe. Here it is. They have forgotten the grassroots conservatives who are the fabric of this country and who has made this country exactly what it is. First thing is you need to learn people in here need to learn the price of freedom, which people have given their arms, their eyeballs, their legs, and everything else for. And I will lay down first before I allow people to trash this country the way they've been trashing it. You know what? Learn about freedom. Learn about patriotic, and learn not to be scared or afraid to tell how you feel, tell the truth about it, and not to say that you
Take
can't walk around with a president's Trump shirt on.
Take a breath. We got... We got to go. We believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Corey will be with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We control that thing. It's just a figment of your imagination. I'm Bill Mateen, your host. Listen to Bill Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him in because he's all wound up. And I don't want him to calm down. I don't give him any time to calm down. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to go over the hot issues of the day, the ones that really are just like driving a hot pin in his ear. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Always a lot of fun. Now, let's finish up on your diamond and silk conversation. That seemed to be bothering you quite a bit.
Well, it bothers me because we have a movement, my group that I have on Facebook, Grassroots Conservative Association group, and I hope anyone that wants to join can join. We have a lot of good things going on in that group. You can see all of the podcasts, Joe Messina, Andrew Bellis, Ann Omega, we have great admins, Erica Reynolds, Doretha Ross. We have a lot of things going on, and you know, the thing of it is, if we're all in this together and we need to stand arm in arm, the message is the movement. If you're here to make a buck, if any podcasters and conservative broadcasters that's listening to me, which I always say share, because that's when you get more people to listen to different people's ideas. This is not about supporting to me, it's not about having more supporters than Joe or more supporters than this black conservative. I'm not in it for the money and the supporters. I'm in for the movement. And that's why I say I can't wait. You know, February 21st, the CPAC in Oxon Hill, Maryland, at the Gaylord Resorts Hotel. I hope everyone can be there, and I hope everyone can make it. If not, me and Anna will be broadcasting there. We'll see. We'll have Joe on if he can grant us some time in between his busy schedule running for president. But anyway, but yeah, the thing of it right. is that Diamond and Silk has forgotten the grassroots movement. My mother always say, and I said this on the break, the same people you pass on the way up, you pass on the way down. They have forgotten. I'm sorry. I love them. I love that, you know, they seem to be honorable women. They seem to be about the movement to a degree. How is it that you have you're having a rally, the same time I'm having a rally in Jacksonville, and then you say you're going to Dallas or whatever, like, you know, it's almost like, you know, and I hope, no, if they are, don't mimic what I'm doing, please. Because to me, I don't know about Joe, but I know me and other people that podcast and broadcast, we do stuff from our cell phones, we do it from our laptops, because it's just what it is, it's grassroots. Joe does his thing, he has a studio, he is the top tier of what I would say right now. And Ann Kay or whoever, you know, her, it's a lot, Dave Goss, there's a lot of people that, you know, they are step up from us. But the thing with it is, Joe did never forget, and I had to say it, and I ain't sucking up to nobody, because everybody knows that I'm a man, I'm a real man, and I just tell it the way it is. He gave me my start, and I'll never forget it. But see, the thing with it is, he didn't forget nobody. He didn't forget me or just blow me off or whatever. Dominic Silk, and I'm not jealous of no one or whatever, but the thing of it is, don't get on TV and just mention grassroots conservatives when you haven't mentioned nothing about a grassroots conservative since President Trump got in office. So please, whatever you do, if you're watching or listening to this, don't mimic. Because we all in this the same time, the same way, or whatever like that. But that's why I say the grassroots conservatives need to stand up and be accounted for. Because guess what? It's game time. Don't wait until the midterm elections and then want to get involved.
No,
get involved
no.
Now.
I agree with you. We do that all the time as conservatives. We wait to put the right people up. We wait to fight. You know, it's November. The election is in November. You don't wait till June. You start fighting in September and August of the year before. You start bringing your person around. You start getting out there. And we always wait because we think that they think like we do. Guess what? They don't. They don't care, and they don't think like we do. You know, so.
And people think we're saying the wrong things when we say that about them coming around and the 4-year prostitute or whatever, or the prostitute voter, where the liberals come around and they promise you this and they promise you that, and then when they can't deliver, what is it they say? It's Trump's fault. It's Bush's fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's the white man. The white man won't allow you us to do anything. Okay, so how long do we play this game? I mean, this is like Lucy in the football. I mean, how many times do you get pulled? You know, if you're in the same position you were in 5 years ago, you need to change something. That's crazy.
Well, again, you're right. I heard a guy today on another network. He was talking about how he voted for Obama twice, but Obama did and this is a black guy, absolutely nothing for the black community. Did absolutely nothing to drive down unemployment for the black community. He said, and whether you like him or not, Donald Trump is driving down the unemployment numbers in a black community. How do you speak against him like that? You know?
Well, I want to say, you know, they're not going to give him credit for anything he does. And I want to add something real quick, if I could. You know, the people some people that's in your chat room, they say that Diamond Silk are sweeties. I never said Diamond Silk was the devil or anything. But the thing of it is that if you understood where I was coming from as far as not leaving people behind, the point of it is, I'm saying is, if we're all in this together, you have conservative speakers like myself who constantly speak or whatever like this. You're getting, you know, my thing with this is that there is a
Well, let me tell you what. I'll help you here. I've helped other hosts over the years. You know, they know who they are. I'm not going to say their names, so don't be shuddering right now.
Right.
All right? Right? And I've helped them get started. I told them what equipment to get and how to make it happen and who to get in touch with. And what do I get from them? Mm-hmm. Bupkis. Most of the time I get Bupkis from them. They don't reach back out to see if they can help me when they make it. When I asked them to get my stories out to some of the news sources that they were actually working for or working with, I got nothing. The only one that gives me information when I ask for it, the only one that will work with me, and it's too bad now because we're on at the same time, is Andrea Kay. She's the only one that we've worked, you know, we realize we're in this together, and we're fighting together, and we're working together on it. So you're exactly right. And some of these people, I can't even get them to call me back. And again, I helped them. Did I make who they are? No, you make who you are. I would never presume that I made anybody what they are. But sometimes it just takes that open door. It just takes a little encouragement for them to take off and run with it, right?
Well, like I said, and I hate to keep sorry, Andrea Kay, I just trashed your name a whole lot. And, you know, not trash it like that, but, you know, in mispronouncing it. But what I would say is this, is that Joe has been a true gentleman. And his wife, Tammy, has been as classy as she can be. And the whole thing with it is, the both of them together are two wonderful people. And I'm not going to sit up and let somebody, you can call me Uncle Tom, you can call me anything you want, but guess what? At the end of the day, that man gave me my break. And guess what? If you don't like the fact that I, you know, if it was a black man, if it was a white man, if it was a German, I don't care about the color. It's a point that the man did not forget where he came from. And that's what the problem is with a lot of things where you try to get these movements going. Everybody's in it for a buck or for this or that. It's about the movement, man. That's what it's about.
Start being
a patriot. Start being a patriot and a true one and not just one for the buck. Because guess what? At the end of the day, we gonna all see who you are. Because you know what? What don't come out in the wash will come out when it dry. So it don't make no difference whether it's wet or dry. We gonna find out really who you are in the final wash. Because you know what? There's a lot of people that claim that they for this movement and they not. And that's why these liberals continue to get where they are. Get involved, stay involved. That's my message.
No, and you're right. And the other thing is when you talk about sponsors, you know, a lot of sponsors pulled back over the last year because of the heat that they were getting. And let me see, we've lost stations over not wanting to change our message, if you would. And we've lost a couple of sponsors over. Now, we were able to get one back. And, you know, sometimes you got to go back and forth a little bit. But you can't change the message. The message is who you are. And, you know, as far as sponsors go, for you guys that are doing podcasts, you're just getting started, go look for people. Go look for small businesses, because usually when you start, you don't have big expenses, who can help you offset your expenses, but ones that are on the same page as you. So they're not looking so much for somebody to come to their store and buy something. They're looking to help you get the message out. Now, we're out of time, so quick, Corey, tell people where they can find you and, you know, how they can listen to you.
Got you. Corey, Black Conservative Duncan, on Facebook. Tune in Saturday, Straight Talk with the Man Black Conservative, Corey Duncan. I have a special guest. And remember, February 21st, CPAC, Gaylord Resort Hotel, Oxon Hill, Maryland. Joe's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Anna Megas, Dorisa Ross, Erica Reynolds.
Corey's going to get a suite. We're all going to party together. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Sight. I'll be back in just a few minutes. A lot of great stuff coming up. And who won the flag? You won't know until the next hour.